A massive thank you to Julie, Christina, and Corinne for coming today to talk about the latest on California climate rules. It's time for The Bottom Line, where I spend a few minutes at the end of each episode talking about my key takeaways from the conversation, so you can get the updates you need, even if you only have a few minutes to spare. From today's conversation, I had these takeaways. Firstly, CARB releases. So CARB is expected to release templates for GHG emissions reporting imminently, draft regulations in mid-October, followed by a public comment period until late November, with final regulations expected to be adopted in mid-December. We encourage companies to use the resources as they're made available and stay engaged during the public comment period. Secondly, prepare for SB 261 climate risk reporting. With a January 1st, 2026 deadline approaching, companies should prioritize their climate risk disclosures. This means aligning their reporting with the minimum TCFD recommendations and ensuring all relevant departments and the board are involved in the review process. Thirdly, get ready for SB 253 GHG emissions reporting. The proposed June 30, 2026 deadline is fast approaching. Companies that haven't reported their GHG emissions before should start creating an inventory of their Scope 1 and Scope 2 emissions and establish controls around the data and calculations. Fourthly, engage with assurance providers for SB 253 GHG emissions reporting. Early engagement with assurance providers is essential for SB 253. This will help companies understand the scope and timing of the assurance process and gather the necessary documentation in advance. Early discussions go a long way to avoiding those last-minute discussions around methodologies, criteria, policies, and other reporting matters. Finally, align your internal governance. Companies should ensure their internal governance structures are aligned and that all relevant departments are prepared for the reporting requirements. This includes assigning control owners, locking organizational boundaries, and choosing calculation methods. Please make sure to subscribe and give us 5 stars so you can stay up to date on what's going on. We really do appreciate your support, and it helps us reach more listeners like you. We also have a really great weekly newsletter that you can subscribe to by going on our FRV website. It brings you all of KPMG's thought leadership in one place, and that way you'll never miss out, whether it's on this podcast or online. Don't miss any future financial reporting episodes. Subscribe now on Apple, Spotify, or Amazon Music. Thank you for listening, and we hope you'll tune in again for the Sustainability Report.